Hola, howdy, hello. So, greetings, folks. This is Saranya Narayanamurthy, and welcome to the Mind Business. Everyone has a life, right? But how many of them actually live it? We all have opportunities, but just like how without awareness, we never know how to utilize basic elements of a life, we fail to capture the moments of happiness. Why? Do we not want to be happy? Well, we certainly want to. But we simply do not know how in most of the cases. We do not know what we need for ourselves. We are torn between a lot of things. Let's say to start with, our own inner emotions, the way we look at ourselves, perception of our image, our needs, want, emotional intimacy, and a lot more. Amidst a lot of these, all we look for are signals, signs, and proof that we are getting what we want. Not even the real getting it, but just the signs and proofs of it. And when we don't get that in a daily life, in our own language, we believe we don't get it. And that is when the other person gets the worst. Incredible, right? How a human mind works. So, this is just a basic thing of how every human's life works out. But so far in Mind Business Podcast, we have been exploring a lot about how people interpret things, how things happen inside our mind, and a lot of it. But today, we are taking a strategic turn towards focusing on something that is even more deeply connected with this one thing. The role our unique identity and our unique self plays in our relationship. How our own layer of subconscious and our inner triggers play around in our relationships with other people. How do we break our own glass ceiling? How do we come out of our own invisible iron shackles, the ones we allow ourselves to be invisibly tied up with? So, there are four relationships in our life that attribute or drive every other relationship and the one that's driven the most as well. And those are the relationship we have with ourselves, the relationship we have with our parents, with our partner, and finally, the relationship we have with our children. So, in the next few episodes of the Mind Business Podcast, we are going to see about how these relationships leave an impression in our mind and how this influences the others. The influence of relationships in our mind and how our mind influences relationships. The greatest business of a mind, right? Because ultimately, to make one's life fulfilling, all we need are these. But how are we either promoting it or sabotaging it? So, answering these most famous questions, why we react the way we react? Why our partner or kids or parents behave this way? And why do we react to them in a certain way? Though we love our own people, though we love people around us, why are we sometimes the most awful to them? And we regret it, right? I mean, of course. But why does it happen? The importance of values and most essentially the importance of coexisting with conflicting values. And finally, the invisible glasses that make us not able to cross a certain point in relationships. So, today I am leaving you with a revamped introduction for this show, the Mind Business Podcast, because 3 years after it has been started, today we finally see that Mind Business has created a lot more than what we aspired it to create. So, from now on, we are going to enhance it and emphasize on the importance of how we as one person create ripple around us and how each of these ripple create a complete identity in ourselves. So let's explore this cohesive relationship. And with this excited introduction, I'm going to see you on the next podcast that's going to come out right tomorrow. Yes, this is another interesting thing that we have taken up. For the next 100 days, you're going to receive one episode every single day about how our mind plays a role. Or in other words, simply put, how the mind business works in relationships and how we can turn it all in our favor to ensure that we have a fulfilling life. So with that being said, signing off for now, Saranya Narayanamurthy, and I'll meet you in the next episode of the Mind Business Podcast.